Tamsin, we haven't spoken for a while. So how was your weekend? Did you get up too much?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty average as weekends go. Leicester winning the title and sorry, Storm going back to back champions. Yeah, average.
Has it sunk in?
You know, not for the first time in a long time over the weekend. I was pretty content. It was a different feeling from last year. Winning last year was such a relief. It was something we've wanted for so long and come so close to getting. This year was just the feeling of being content and just really, really proud.
And how's the last couple of days been? Have you played it back?
I've watched it, yeah, I did rewatch it. I've watched it on Sky and I've watched it on Analysis. I can't not. The girls were winding me up because I sent them through the stats after the game. They're like, we can't believe you're doing that. And I went, we've got a title to defend. But I can't not watch it. I wanted to see how it played out. And obviously there's so much controversy as well with some of the comments that have been made after the game. I wanted to see it for myself.
And how did you see Dan's comments at the end of the game?
I think his comments have been taken a little bit out of proportion, as always. When you say things after the game, look, he said in retrospect, congratulations to Storm, you know, that Thunder weren't great in the first half, which they weren't. You know, the comments about the last call of the game were fair in his eyes. You know, it was a call miss, but as far as I'm concerned, there was a reason they got back into that game in the last quarter. And if we're going to go on calls all the way through the game, there were just as many that could have gone our way that I feel were just as at crucial times. So I think anything can be said in the heat of the moment. But the reality is, anybody that saw that game, you know, calls go one way or the other when it's going at that intensity and when it's that close and when it matters so much. So a bit frustrated that there was a lot of talk about that because I think it kind of takes the shine off the fact that Storm were actually really, really good on the day. They definitely deserve to see the game out. And you know, there's always reasons why teams get back into games.
You just said yourself you enjoy a good analyse of the game and a bit of a stat geek. How did you approach the training session on Thursday? Was it as normal?
Yeah, we have plans when we get into semi-finals and try not to give too much away in the season. When you're playing against a team like Thunder, you only probably get one shot at beating them on the big stage, on the grand final. So we'd done our homework. We knew what we wanted to do. We'd worked on that all week. We trained Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday that week. It was just a normal session, really. We don't change too much. We work very well on the fact that we have a set way that we go and it works for us and it makes the environment happy and there's a lot of belief in that team. So, we did what we usually did. Everybody put in, everybody had an opportunity and then it was game time.
Now, there was a massive wall of noise as normal as you come out. Is it something that you're all aware of?
Yeah, I think so. It's quite nice. There's a buzz, there's a hype. You want to play in those big games, you know, it's really nice. I think once you get on the court, you get completely lost in the moment because you have to, because it's game time, you switch on. But you can feel the atmosphere. There's, you know, even that last quarter, the players were telling you they heard the crowd. You know, it gets close, it gets tense, it's whatever. You can feel that even if you're not directly listening to it. But it does help.
Now, Kat told me afterwards the thinking was obviously to make a strong start. That worked, but do you reckon that first quarter was more Storm's dominance or Thunder being a little bit startled?
You know what? Kat, as we sat down on the bench, Kat just went, oh, I just wanted to have a good start today. And I went, it will make absolutely no difference the way we've played all year. And I truly believe that because we've turned games around from poor starts as well. You know, everybody talks about how poor Thunder were in the start. We were effective in what we did. Did I think it would work that well? No. Did I think we did some really good stuff that made them play like that for long periods in that first half? Yes, I think we did.
And half-time, was it more a case of just, look, stick to the plan? I mean, out in the crowd, we could see that Thunder were slowly crawling things back, but what were you thinking at this time?
Half-time was a bit of a dodgy one. There was a real buzz in the changing rooms and I kind of had to shut everybody up and just get everybody back on task a little bit. And that's difficult when you're 13 goals ahead in the grand final. And you know, rightly so, there was a buzz. But we also knew that Thunder were going to change things. And so I did sort of just say to the guys, look, the great thing about this is Thunder are going to do something different. That's fine. We've got a 13-goal bumper, so we'll address this after the third quarter. I asked the team, honestly, if they could that same seven could carry on at the intensity they were carrying on with, and they told me they could, so we trusted to stay with that lineup. And, you know, there was a few sloppy things we did in the third that I think helped them get back into the game. And that was, I think it's actually sometimes harder to be that team that's in front trying to push ahead all the time.
Yeah, I mean, we can look back now the season's over. Is the final your favourite game, or have you got another favourite game of the season?
Semi-final was a big buzz, if I'm completely honest. Semi-final was a real buzz, and I think that was, you saw the relief on that. The final was kind of our perfect game. The semi-final was definitely not.
More the relief of everybody.
Yeah, more the relief getting to the final to have an opportunity to defend your title. You know, you don't get that. I hate semi-finals. Semi-finals are my worst day. So you saw the way we celebrated and jumped around on semi-finals day. And that was genuine because we'd actually given ourselves an opportunity to get into that grand final and try and re-win the title.
Oh, I spoke to Georgia pre-final, and I mean, the likes of her and Sophia this season have been really strong for the team. Have you seen them develop on a week-by-week basis?
I think they've just been absolutely fantastic. You know, we put a stake in the ground and said that we wanted to go with the young players. We didn't want to bring any imports in. And if I'm being completely honest, when I started to see the signings that come through at the start of the year, I did sort of think, have we done the right thing? You know, have we got the strength and depth? But, you know, we've got Rachel Dunn around them and Pamela Cookie, who's been absolutely world-class again this season. We've got Han Reid at the back. And just to see the likes of Amy, Georgia and Sophia, what they've done this year, and just behind the background, those three and so many others in the team, Mickey Austin, Yaz Parsons, Kat Tate, they just want to learn. They just want to get better. They're prepared to do anything, put in the extra sessions, ask the right questions, give themselves a real opportunity. And I'm so proud of the way they've stepped up. You know, my advice to Georgia before the game was be cocky. And, you know, that was a kid that sat there watching the grand final last year, watching us all win, who hardly touched the court, who seen me retire and stepped onto that court and played like she might as well have been playing Super League for the last 2 years. I was so proud of her to show that, to get that belief at the end. And Sophia as well. I mean, Sophia and Amy Flanagan and their partnership that they formed over the year, it's just been just a joy to watch.
Yeah, and I mean, that start of the season, I mean, it was almost a case of, look, maybe I'm not going to import players. At the time, do you reckon it was the gamble to say, this is how we're going to play this season? Cat's coming in to sort out defence, so let's just see how it goes.
I think so. Like, we changed up the coaching team. Like, a lot's been said about our coaching team. We did things differently. You know, Cat was a great addition to come in and help us alongside Naomi Taylor, alongside the stuff we're doing. Our team is very open and honest, so we chat a lot. As a group, the group tells us what they're happy with and what they're not happy with. Of course, it was a gamble. And halfway through the season, you know, we weren't even sure if we were going to make top four. We've been lucky with no injuries. You know, that's been a great thing. I think that's down to the strength and conditioning program and stuff that we do at Storm as well. And that's helped us because we've been able to be a team. And I'm not going to say we didn't ride a luck through the season, but that's what makes a championship winning team. So, yeah, there were points in the season where I did have doubts. Of course I did. And the team did. But the difference is we worked through them. And some of the answers they gave us, you know, going up to Thunder and winning that game, losing at the Copper Box and then having the second half of the season, you know, going unbeaten until we met Thunder again. It was pretty fantastic year and a real learning curve for me as a coach.
Season's been over by days, but who's impressed you in other franchises?
Quite a few people. I've actually been really impressed with the imports. You know, I was quite, I don't think the word's critical, but I was quite opinionated about the imports coming in. You know, I think they've got to be brought in for a reason, and I think it shouldn't be at the detriment of us getting our youngsters out on court and getting players playing. But you know, people like Sammy Wallace at Mavericks I thought were outstanding. It was great to see Jolene Johansson. It was such a shame her season was cut short. I think Thunder as a team this year played some really quality netball. I'm always a big fan of Sarah Bayman and that Hayton weight. So, yeah, across the board, there's lots of players I've obviously looked at. I think the mix they had at Northumbria at times was really exciting, especially having two Jamaicans in there. But Chidala Semple's done a really good job. But, yeah, I'm always on the lookout and seeing who's doing what and how teams mix together. But I think it's our stability that we've had at Storm that's really helped us.
Today you may have seen the plans to split the league in Australia for next year. Primetime TV coverage, investment from the NRL and AFL. You've spent time in the ANZ. What's that going to mean for the league over there?
I think this is a really interesting time. Look, for women's sport and for women playing netball worldwide, that Australia League is great. for what it could mean to the English league, it worries me a little bit. And I'm actually happy that our league is looking to change a bit this year. As you know, the tenders are all in for franchises at the moment, and I'm really hoping that we get some exciting franchises come out to add to these existing ones to really try and push netball forward. You know, we don't want to keep losing our best players over there, and we also want to gain some of their best players to come in and give us some competition as well. So I mean, it's something we have to keep an eye on. I'm kind of split about it, because it's a fantastic opportunity, as I said, for women sort of worldwide. That's incredible. But I'd also like to see our league go the same way. You know, wouldn't it be amazing that players were wanting to stay and play in our league, because it was also up there with the best in the world. And I think we've got a real opportunity to start pushing it that way. You know, I was involved in the ANZ right from the beginning, and I saw the risk that they took. This hasn't just happened overnight. That was back in 2008, and the sport has grown. And yeah, whilst that's grown, young players have seen it, they've experienced it, they've wanted to play, and that's why you're just getting this filter of players constantly getting into the Australian teams. I would like to see us start to do that here now, have a greater plan about what this future looks like, rather than playing catch-up all the time, because if we really want to get to number one in the world as England, our league, for me, has got to be the start point.
Netball Europe this weekend, and it's really good to see Sophia involved, isn't it?
Yeah, I sent her a little message this morning to wish her luck and just to play with confidence. I think she's had an outstanding season. I'm really pleased she came to join us this year, obviously making the move from Mavericks, which wasn't an easy decision for her. And I think, I'd hope she thinks it's paid dividends for her, you know, A, a champion, and B, our sort of starting centre. I think she's always been an exciting player, even when I was watching at Loughborough a few years ago. But I think she's really come into her own. And I think the semi-final and the final completely showed that she's just grown with confidence, and on the ball she's pretty lethal.
I think she was happy enough on Saturday night when she was dancing that time as well. It's going to be a valuable experience for the youngsters as well, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Netball Europe usually gives you an opportunity to get some younger players and some inexperienced players on the court, mixed in with some of the most experienced, so Emma Brazy in that squad as well. So it's a huge learning curve for players to get on and consistently get on and play and put games to bed. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of the games this week.
And the league's finally over, but I know that your work has probably just started with the under 21s. How's that going at the minute? Looking good?
So I've just come back from a little road trip, headed up to Leeds and Manchester, Newcastle and Loughborough over the last 2 days to go and visit half the team. Be seeing the other half down in London, North London, and then back in the next week as well. It's just preparation time now. You know, we've got a year's running pretty much up until the World Youth Cup. We've got a tour to Australia in the summer, which will be fantastic. And yeah, I'm just really excited about working with the girls. They seem to be buzzing about under 21s, and so they should be. It's a real honour to be involved in. And yeah, I reckon it's going to be an exciting year.